Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So, as you're listening to me here, wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you once again. We are gathered together here this day, Lord God, to bring glory and honor to your name. And to thank you, Lord, for such an opportunity in a day as this that you have granted us to see. Now, dear Lord, we come before you humble today. We come unto the throne of grace. We ask for mercy and grace in a time of need. And we are living in this time of need today, where we need more of your spirit, more of your revelation, and more of your understanding. So this day, Lord, as we make this journey once again into the word, as we go once again into this study, we ask once again that your spirit would accompany us and release into our hearts that we stand in need of. So, Lord God, I just thank you for this day that you have blessed us with, and we will give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Tonight I'm starting as on another new series here. In fact, I kind of gave you, for those of you who had listened last night, a little introduction to the new series that I, by the grace of God, is starting on. And, amen. And this is titled, What Do They Claim? And it's God. And I just want to go wherever the Spirit of the Lord leads. Amen. And that's what I want to do this day. And as I told you, in the opening yesterday, for those of you who listen, for those of you who had not, maybe this is your first time listening, let me advise you, go back into the archives from the broadcast. I did 30-minute broadcast yesterday, and, you know, listen to that also as you listen tonight. But as I told you before, as from last night, I'm going into this series right here, and what I'm going to be doing, and as I go on and on this series, you'll understand more why I'm doing it. But here's the thing. This title, this part of this series is dealing with God. And I'm going to give you some information on different religions on what they say about, quote, God. Now, I can't name every religion because there's so many of them, it's pitiful. But I'm going to name a few, and I'm going to give you what they say about God, and we're going to go into the scriptures. Now, one of the reasons why I am doing this is because, you know, over the past week or so, and I thank God for this, God has been opening my eye to something in particular. And what he has been opening my eye to is that how, for example, many of us as Christians, when we encounter people and all of a sudden they say, oh, I believe in God, or I believe in Jesus, okay? We don't search to see whether the God or Jesus they're talking about is the same God or Jesus of the Bible. You know, I gave you that example yesterday, and I'm going to say it again as I get ready to go into the message. If I'm not mistaken, I spoke on it yesterday. If not, I'll be speaking on it right now. But I was looking and researching, and I came across this interesting story. And I think it was reported by, I don't know if this, I don't remember this, it's a magazine or what, or a newspaper company or what, but they are called Huffington Post. But anyhow, they told about this talk show host, radio, I think she was a radio talk show host, and she's supposed to be a Christian. And she was interviewing this man on one of the shows, and the man was a Buddhist. And she asked him, she said, you know, I want to know, do you believe in God? He said, yes, like that. And her response was, oh, okay. And then she went on. She accepted it because he said yes. She didn't, you know, and she knew he was a Buddhist. She didn't bother to even, you know, find out, is he talking about the same God of the Bible or what? She just took it at face value. And I say that to say this, that many of us are just taking things at face value up front, with, you know, and you're going to find out in these last days. Remember, these are perilous times. Paul told us about these are the days of deception, and you have to learn how to follow up on things and check things out. You're going to find out that these gods and Jesuses that some of these people are talking about is not the same one of the Bible. As I mentioned to you yesterday, Brigham Young, great-great-granddaughter, She testified and said, hey, the Jesus that the Mormons are talking about is not the same Jesus of the Bible. Okay. Having said that, let's go into this new series here. Glory be to God. And let's open up from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, is going to be a foundation scripture that I want to start from, or need to start from tonight. And like I said, I want to go in the way of the Spirit of God, His leading. So Isaiah chapter 11, Isaiah chapter 11, and we're going to look at verse 9. Isaiah chapter 11, we're going to look at verse 9. And the word of God says, first before I go on, I'm going to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom. Shalom, brother.
Amen. Glory be to God. We're just starting tonight. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9 is my opening scripture. And the title of this now is What Do They Claim? And It's God. And once again, I will be mentioning some religions here, and I'm going to give you some information on them, what they say about God, to see if the God they're talking about is the God of the Bible. And mm-hmm. Many of us as Christians, we don't search nothing out. We don't, you know, I gave them that example of, and it was reported by Huffington Post, that this woman who had a radio talk show, she was a Christian, and she was interviewing a Buddhist. And so she asked him, she said, this is why I want to know, do you believe in God? He said, yes. And she was like, okay, and she just went on. Like, she just accepted what he said.
Didn't try to find out, okay, what God you talking about, nothing like that. And so we're living in a time now that many of us as believers, we're taking people at face value, and so we got people saying, oh, I believe in God. They even got to a point saying, hey, I believe in Jesus. But you're going to find out in these last days that the God and Jesus that many of these people are talking about is not the same one of the Bible.
Really?
They're not the same. Hallelujah.
Oh.
They're not the same one of the Bible. So, having said that, we're going to open up with Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9. Now, we're going to notice what the Word of God says here. And it talks about in the end time and talking into the time of going into the millennium. And it says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. He said the earth is going to be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Okay? Well, what Lord is he talking about? Now, this is God's perfect will right here. We got to understand this.
Okay.
For the earth, his perfect will for the earth to be full of the knowledge of him, the Lord of the Bible.
Okay.
The Lord
God,
of the Bible. Oh, no.
Okay.
Everybody, see, it didn't say the earth will be full of the knowledge of Krishna or Allah. It didn't say that. It said the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. It's talking about the Lord of the Bible. Okay?
Okay. So the term Lord Adonai, about a ruler, does he have a specific name that we can identify it with?
Well, we know him as Jesus Christ.
So this Lord that we talk about in the Bible, because the term Lord is used, and this same Lord is both God and creator and maker. And we understand that in the Hebrew people, they refer to him by this personal name revealed to them, the God of Abraham. So,
amen.
The true God is always referred to as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So tracing who this Lord is, because there's many lords, who got many lords in the Bible, and many lords in the earth, right? So, okay.
Amen.
All
Amen.
Right. Okay.
Amen. So, now, once again, he didn't say the earth will be full of knowledge of Krishna or Allah, but the earth shall be full of his gospel because he is his gospel. Okay? We're talking about the Lord of the Bible. Okay? He is his gospel.
Okay.
The word didn't say that the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Mormonism or Islam or Baha'i faith or none of that. It didn't say that. Okay? Now, some people wondering, why do you keep saying this? Because some of us as Christians, we think that walking in love means to tolerate or accept other religions.
But aren't you kind of being a little narrow-minded? Are we all serving the one God, and maybe they don't identify who his name is, so you can know exactly. Because when you're talking about anything in the earth, you must clearly identify its name, right, a person, so it can be clearly distinguished who you're talking to. I'm talking about Nathaniel Hunt. I'm not talking about any man or any male. I'm identifying a particular person. And so there is a particular personal name revelation to the one God, because the Bible says also there are many lords and many gods in many nations. So there's a personal name that this one Lord, one God, and creator who is referred to as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he gave a name in the Old Testament as Yah, or Yahweh, or the God of Abraham. Now, we're living in a time, like you said,
Who is this, all these different gods and lords that we hear people talking about? Are they talking about the same God of Abraham, Isaac, who sent his son Jesus? I guess we got to identify, is we talking about the same Jesus, same Yahweh, the same God of Abraham? So you tell me that they're not talking about the God of the Bible, or the Bible, the scripture, right?
Exactly. And it's sad to say that many of us as believers, we don't search up anything. You know, we take it because you hear the name God or Jesus, we automatically assume, okay, that they're talking about the God or Jesus of the Bible. But when it comes down to it, and you really begin to research what their belief or teachings are,
mm-hmm.
you come to find out that they're not talking about the God of the Bible or the Jesus of the Bible. Okay?
So, okay. So you're saying by their teaching and what they believe or that doctrine is going to soon tell you who they're talking about. And it may not be led back to the teachings of Moses or none of the prophets in the Bible, right? So their teaching is going to unfold who they're really talking about, right?
Amen. It's going to unfold. And because many people don't, you know, search things out, many is going to find themselves worshiping other gods. Because, see, we got the love cycle mixed up. Okay? So we think
okay.
that the love cycle means to tolerate, to put up with sin, abomination, or these other religions. And we would go as far as saying, hey, let's walk in peace. So when they bow down to Allah, we say, well, we want to be in peace. So we'll bow down to Allah. Okay?
Okay.
And when they start praying to him, we'll start praying. Because why? We're, quote, trying to do it in the name of peace. If we notice in the world today, just like, for example, let's talk about peace for a minute. Notice the
mm-hmm.
kind of peace that the world is talking about. Okay? It's not like the peace that Jesus talks about. Okay?
Okay.
It's different. See, one of the things that the world talk about peace is that you tolerate or you do for the sake of peace. What I mean, for example, just like I said with worshiping these other gods, okay? We want to be at peace with this person. So if they worship a billy goat and get down there and worship a billy goat, because we want to be in peace with them, we get down and worship
okay.
the billy goat. That's what many times the world even calls peace, okay?
Oh, okay. So they want to get along with these people and be nice and reconciliatory. So they will just say, well, okay, we'll just accept whatever your teacher is saying. In order to get along and everything, we just accept it and receive it, right? It doesn't make any difference. Just,
amen.
We're trying to get along.
Amen. That's exactly what they say. And see, as believers, we need to know the truth and follow upon that truth, okay? And
mm-hmm.
the truth is the word of God. Now, you're going to be called narrow-minded, okay? You're going to be called that, okay? If you're and see, this is the other thing we got to think about, too. This is one of the things that we don't think about when we're telling the gospel. Jesus loves those people also, okay?
He loves all people.
He loves all this religion. But here's the thing. We got to look at it that this is why the message of repentance has to go to them. Why? Also, because he do not want them to be lost. So we have to look at it more than, you know, because some people hear you, like, what they hear I'm doing. They will say, you picking on them. You harassing them. No, I what I'm showing people is what we're going into is what the Word of God has to say For example, this part of Syria, we're talking about God. And I'm going to read to you what some of these religions say concerning, quote, God. And then we go into the scripture to see, hey, is they talking about the God of the Bible or they're talking about some other God? But the purpose is that God would do this to cause people to come to repentance. Okay?
Okay, so let's get this clear. We're talking about the one true God that said, let there be light. And they created all things, right? We're talking about the one God that spoke to Adam and the prophet Moses and Noah and then chose Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as his special people. We're talking about this one eternal creator and one absolute God who is the truth, the absolute truth. Now, because what we understand, what we is that he chose one people, particular people in the earth to reveal himself as the one true living God and reveal to the earth his ways and laws. So we got this one true God now, and we got to contend with all these multitudes of different gods, right? But the absolute truth, the absolutely one truth, the absolutely one truth that leads God. So this God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Yahweh, El Shaddai, Jehovah, the I Am, the God of Abraham, said, God so loved this one God now, how we identify. God so loved that he sent his only one, only begotten son into the earth, right? So now we identify and we kind of getting in line to separate ourselves. Who is this absolute God and absolute eternal God? Who is the absolute one true that Jesus Christ was sent into the earth, nobody else, to redeem man? So, okay, yeah, we're getting it clear now. We're getting understand. We separate now. We divide now. We understand what the absolute truth is. Okay, all right, we're getting it. We're getting it. Go ahead.
Amen. Now, I want to read on one of them, and one of these religions, and let's be honest, a cult, is called spiritism. Okay?
That's not nice.
And, I know. But we got to be real about it. I mean,
we
got to
be real,
got to
be honest.
We got to be real and got to be honest, because to play around with this is not going to help anybody.
Oh my
god. It's not going to help anybody to play around. I mean, I'll be misleading you instead of helping you. Okay.
Oh.
And as Christians, we got to get ready, because we're going to have to proclaim. I mean, you know, brother, I think we got so out of tune with it. This one thing I recommend Christians, that especially growing in Christ, to read. Read Christian Martyrs of the World. I recommend, that's one of the books I recommend for many believers to read, because those believers, not just because of them being martyred, I'm talking about the faith that they show. And it wasn't about tooting their own horn. It was about the love for the people. You know, they was proclaiming the gospel message. They stood for the right of the gospel. Okay?
So there was,
we got a scapegoat, brother. They were martyred. We talking to a scapegoat, because we talking about being raptured any day. Okay? That's our scapegoat.
So I want to know, why are these people being martyred?
They being martyred.
Are they being...
Go ahead.
Hello. So you're talking about reading this book that tells the story of why many people are being martyred and killed and tortured for their faith. Who is it? What is it being martyred? What their faith in? Who and what? I mean, that's kind of give me an idea of who they're being martyred because of teaching, preaching about something. So what is this something that they teaching and why they're killed and martyred? What is the cause of it?
Well, see, they're preaching and teaching the Lord Jesus of the Bible. They're teaching about what he did for man.
Okay.
His crucifixion, his resurrection, the atonement. And this is something that the devil do not want to be heard. Because the devil tells his own followers that he whooped Jesus. He tell them that. Now, every time you tell the people that Jesus rose, you slap him in the face. Every time you slap him in the face. Okay?
But
you show him up.
So all these different religions don't have this truth, what you're saying.
Right. They don't. And
so that's what divides.
Amen. They all don't have this truth. Now, for example, Spiritism, and
okay.
I want to give a brief thing about Spiritism, and this is from the National Spiritualist Association, dated 1914 and 1919, and I want you, the people, to hear what this Spiritism is, because once again, we hear the word spirit in there. And people go,
mm-hmm.
Oh, they got to be the Lord. They say they're spiritists. And that, okay, want you to hear it. Okay, it says,
okay.
Spiritism is a science, philosophy, and religion of continuous life based upon the demonstrated fact of communication by means of mediumship with those who live in the spirit world. A spiritualist is one who believes as the basis of his or her religion in the communication between this and the spirit world by means of mediumship, and who endeavors to mold his or her character and conduct in accordance with the highest teachings derived from such communion. People, that's what spiritism is. Fooling with demon spirit in seances and mediums, that's what it is. It's not what many of you may think. You hear the word spirit and spiritism, you think, they got to be God. They got to be, they say they're spiritists. See, many people, brother, don't know what spiritist is. You talk to some people about what is spiritist, and they go, I don't know. Many of them will tell you they don't know. Some of them will say, well, it got to be something dealing with God in it, because I hear the word spirit. Not necessarily so. These people believe in communicating with demon spirits, okay? Now, they will tell you, and people, I hope that you're listening, that, hey, you had any problem with great-aunt, grandmama, and you did something wrong, want to apologize to her? Well, hey, we know how to get in contact with her. We know how to do it.
Oh, are you talking about dead grandma?
Dead grandmama. Grandmama been dead 40 years.
Okay, all right.
They believe, hey, we can get in contact with her. People don't understand. You ain't talking to dead grandmama. And some of them will say, hey, but I recognize her voice. The Bible speaks of demons called familiar spirits, okay? They are familiar with man. They are ventriloquists. And then there are some things they know about that person. That's why they're called familiar spirit. Now, I want to read to you what they have to say concerning God. Now, people, I pray you pay close attention, because I know many of you say, oh, God, they believe in God. Oh, okay. But remember, the thing of this series is about seeing, is they talking about the God of the Bible? Now, this is what the spiritualist believes. They believe the created force in the universe is God, and they acknowledge God as the Father because they are part of the life created by God. Now, I pray that you just heard what I read. They believe the creative force, not that God is a person, but they believe that the creative force in the universe is God. Just like
they prayed
the Jehovah Witness.
Okay.
Just like the Jehovah Witness said that the Holy Spirit is just a force.
Okay. Okay. Didn't they make a movie about this movie called The Force? What do you call it? What they didn't talk about a personal living, real living God that you communicate. But in that big movie that made all the money, they called it The Force. What is that movie? The Force. The Force.
Yeah. Yeah. And And see, the thing about it is that when you were to, let's say, do like that woman I told you that was interviewing that guy, and you talk to one of the spirits and say, hey, do you believe in God? And they'll say, yeah. Well, see, if you didn't know or didn't search out to find out what do they really believe concerning God, that they believe the creative force is God. Saying that he is a person. But see, if you just went on face value when they said, if you just said it, hey, you believe in God? Yes. Oh, okay, that's all I wanted to know. Well, see, they ain't talking about the God of the Bible.
Okay.
They believe in a creative force. They said the creative force is God. And not talking about the God of the Bible.
Okay.
But see, this come by you researching and find it out. They call a creative force.
Okay. The force. Okay.
They believe in contacting the, quote, spirit world. But when it comes to believing concerning God, they said the creative force is God. Just like the Jehovah's Witness said the Holy Spirit is just a force. Okay?
Okay. A force. Just a force. The wind is a force. You know, the wind is a force, too, just the wind blowing. It's a force. The storm is a force. Okay. I get it. Okay.
Exactly. Now, John chapter 1, verse 1 says what? In the beginning. Glory to God. Because the Bible tells us that there is a God. Okay. And it tells us in John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
He said, in the beginning.
Okay.
So in the beginning, God was there. So there, God is there, and it lets us know that he is a person. And it said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. His glory, not its glory.
Mm-hmm.
His glory. He's a person. He exists, not a creative force. Okay. Not glory to God. And people, brother, people don't think too much of this. They think it's nothing, but it's something. Okay. Because these teachings and beliefs will set you on a path to hell, and God does not want you to go there. Okay.
Okay.
He don't want you to go there.
Okay.
See, I hope people would see through this why we need to spread the gospel. I hope people would see this, why we need to spread the gospel.
Okay. So the gospel, the term we use in referring to a redemption of a person that came to earth, and the word of his teaching is called the gospel of Christ. So the gospel of Christ is the answer to divide between all of this darkness, right? And all of this misleading, right?
Amen.
The gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Okay. Now we got a guiding point, a separating point, how we can divide, how we can test everything, whether it's the true, living, eternal God, the one that created the heavens and the earth. It says a lot in the Bible about this one true, I am Yah, I am the creator, I am the maker of all things. So we're getting to know who is this one creator, one maker, who has given all life, okay? And we know in the Bible it's often that he's referred, identified to Abraham, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, and all the holy prophets. So now we're getting clear because I think in Isaiah 8 and verse 20, it says, to the law and the prophets, if they speak not according to this, the law and the prophets, there is no light in them. So if they don't believe the law and the prophets of the Bible and believe what they said, then there is no light in them. The law and the prophets, and this is the true light. Well, you're talking about the true light now that came into the world, right? The true light.
Right.
John talked about the true light. Light. Okay, all right.
Yes.
Okay,
all
yes. right.
The true light that come into the world. See, this is very important. Like I said, and people, I want you to really focus on this, what I'm saying. See, if, like I said, if you was talking to them and you said, do you believe in God? They said, well, yeah. Now, if you didn't have a mind to find out, okay, what is it that you believe concerning, quote, God, to see if they're talking about the God of the Bible, if you just took it at face value, then you're saying, oh, they believe in God. They have God. See, this is where people are messing up because now they're saying, well, you know, God can be whatever to whoever. And they go with
okay.
that saying and expect that saying to be acceptable. It's not acceptable with God, okay?
Okay.
It's not acceptable with God. God is not accepting you say, oh, okay, God, you're just a creative force. You're not really a person. You're just a creative force, okay? That's all you is,
mm-hmm.
creative force. And oh, we believe in communicating more with demon spirits and going in the spirit world and finding late grandma who's been dead 40, 50 years, and we believe more in that and doing seances, but when it comes to God, we just believe that he's a creative force.
Okay.
Not a person.
The creative force, not a real,
right.
intelligent, creative person, individual, one God who created all things, the heavens and earth, that one eternal creator who made the heavens and earth and identified himself to Israel. And
right.
so the whole world will know this one true creator from all the false gods that's going to be in it. And so we're trying to separate Israel from all the false, because before there can be a false, there has to be a true. And so now when we know who this true eternal God, so we can separate ourselves from the false. And so you're telling us we have to discern between the false, right? Between that which is not true, right?
Amen.
The false.
Amen. We have to do that. It's very important that we do that, because we must understand that what we're heading to now. People, like I said, during this series, I'll be naming different religions. Like I said, I can't name all of them because, my God, there's so many of them, it ain't even funny. Okay. But
oh my goodness.
Here's the thing about it. You know, what I want you to understand is that the Bible talks about the Antichrist, the man of sin who is to arise.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to embrace all these. All these religions, he's going to embrace, because, see, they're going to find out where they originally came from. Okay. And he's going to embrace all these. Okay. And as a Christian, if you're thinking to yourself, say, hey, you know what? For us to call out and you know, dealing with these religions, it just ain't love. That ain't the love of God to call this thing out. You know, that's not love. Well, we missed it.
Well,
we missed it.
So you're telling me that the devil is using this term, you don't love, in order to get his false religion over. Okay.
Exactly.
So he's trying to make
exactly.
you feel guilty, okay, to accept this false and not the true light that's revealed through the Lord Jesus Christ, the true light that John talked about. This is the true light that come into the world. So in order for people to make you feel guilty, they use the term, well, you just don't love. Well, they're not talking about the real love of God. The real love of God was revealed in Jesus. So if you're talking about the real love of God came in a person called Jesus the Christ that was revealed to us, the real love that laid down his life and took his life up again and redeemed us and delivered us. You're talking about this true love, right? That he's the one
right.
that revealed the true love, right.
right?
Okay, all right, okay, we got it now.
And we need to, people, we need to understand. So we're looking at here this spiritualness. And like I said, many people look at the word spirit in there, and people automatically jump. We have to be careful because, remember, our adversary Satan is very cunning. And see,
okay.
he's not only – see, he's using the word spirit. He used the word God, and now he has gone to great lengths to use the word Jesus. And we think just because we hear those words that the person is automatically talking about the God or Jesus of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, I read to you what the spirits believe concerning God, that he's a creative force. So once again, if you said, ask the spirit, hey, I believe in God. Do you believe in God? Yes. Oh, okay, that's all I wanted to know. Well, see,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know, quote, what kind of God he believe in. But just because he
okay.
said yes to your question that do you believe in God, you just run with it. Oh, okay, he believe in God. Hey, I don't think he's an atheist. He believe in God. I said, but what kind of God he believe in?
Okay.
What kind of God?
Oh, got it. Oh, what kind of God? But I heard Oprah Winfrey and certain groups of people said that God, that this one God, I guess, is already in everybody, or everybody. So everyone, according to certain groups and certain powerful people in the entity, say that God, and I assume they're talking about the true God, because I find out later on they're not talking about the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right.
I heard they're talking, using the term God, but they're not identifying what God they're talking about. They always use the term title of God, talking about the Creator. And the Creator who made the heavens and earth and created all things. And then they say, well, we all worship the same God at the same time, right? So this is,
yeah.
we're all going the same way. We worship the same God, right? And when you said God, and they said, oh, but could you kind of identify who you're talking about and what you're talking about? So we have to identify for sure that we don't be deceived exactly who they're referring to, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right?
Amen. We got to, people, I can't stress how important that is. Now, some of you hear it and you may not see it yet while I'm saying it. Some of you may think that I'm just picking, okay? You know, you might say, oh, okay, he just picking on these, and he's in pride, and he's trying to, no, that ain't what, see, you got to understand where we heading to. One
yeah.
of the things that's going to be in the big deception, this thing has been brewing. Now you seeing most supposed to be Christians are accepting other religions. They doing it in the name of, quote, love. They doing it, quote, in the name of peace, okay? You know,
okay.
many of y'all may have seen it, may not seen it, what Steve Harvey been talking about now, okay, with Islam and
yeah.
God and all that stuff. And now they talking about he done started some kind of new religion. And understand
oh, really?
This now, he's supposed to have been proclaiming to be a Christian. But now
okay.
he's saying, he's talking like Islam and, you know, Jesus, that they're serving the same God. So now he didn't went off
okay.
on some other area now. Now, this is the one that claimed to be a Christian. Now, I don't
okay.
say this for you to put him down, but look at what he's doing as an example. Then you're just going to see what I'm talking about, where we heading. Because you're going to find more supposed to be Christians. They're going to get together and accept these other religions. Because once again...
Okay.
For example, Islam, you know, they keep saying God, God. But then they turn around and say, oh, God is Allah. Well, once again, if you want to be the naive Christian, you go, oh, they serve God. They serve the same God we serve. They just call him by a different name. Really?
Hmm.
I say, really?
Hmm.
Really?
Amazing. Allah.
Allah. The moon God. Okay.
Yes, yes. Yes. Say
okay.
He's the same God. Okay. Glory to God.
Okay.
Now,
glory
I want
to
read
okay.
another one. It's called Theosophy. Theosophy. And I want to read
Theosophy.
Information about Theosophy. And it says, Theosophy claims to be a universal world religion of a distinct nature, but any careful study of its eclectic background readily reveals that much of its origin or original theology is borrowed from easily recognizable sources. The modern American history of Theosophy began with the activities of a young and mystical inclined Russian whose name was what? Madame Helena Blavatsky. Okay?
Oh.
Madame
okay.
Helena Blavatsky. Now, the noble idea dreams of a brotherhood of all faiths, or if we may use the term, a type of homogenized religion in which all men will agree to the cardinal tenets of Theosophy in one degree or another. In this respect, it is related to Spiritism, Rosicrucian, Baha'ism, and the Great I Am cults. Okay? Now, keep that in mind. So they are in the universal thing. All this come together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I want to read to you concerning they say about God. Now, it said, from this brief resume of some of God's attributes, the interested reader can doubtless see the vast difference between the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and the impersonal God of Theosophy. Theosophy's God is not a personal being. Do you hear that? He cannot remember. He cannot create. He cannot will. He cannot know because he is not a personality, but an impersonal it, an abstract or pantheistic principle, not the God of divine revelation.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Hmm.
So this new thought brings another religion. So that makes about, what, 1,000, 2,000, 4,000 on the earth? How many, 5,000 religions?
Brother, we might run out of numbers. We might run out of numbers, brother. Because it's all over the place. It's all over the place. It's all over the place. So they're believing. Now, once again, if you were talking to them, do you believe in God? Yes. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave. He. Sound like a person to me, don't it, brother? That sound like somebody.
Yeah.
That don't sound like somebody. He gave. He did something.
Okay.
He gave. Sound like a person to me. Now, their view of God is that he can't remember, he can't create, he can't will, he cannot know because he is not a personality. So reading that, you know they're not talking about the God of the Bible. Okay?
Okay.
But once again, if you take it at face value, okay, if you say, hey, do you believe
okay.
in God? Yes. Yes. But they believe in a God that can't do nothing. He's impersonal. He's an it.
Do he talk? Do he create? Do he make? Can he make alive? Did he communicate? Do he reveal himself? A manifest as a real, living creator? Does he do all of that? Well, we see what he does in the Bible when he reveals himself. He talks. He come down and manifests himself. So this God, does he do all that? I mean, what's this God you're talking about?
Theosophy God is not a personal being. He cannot remember. He cannot create. He cannot will. He cannot know because he's not a personality. Okay? Now... He can't. Now, people, now, some things are obvious, but you're going to be shocked at some of the people And I'm talking about people that claim to be Christian in the last day, what they're going to accept. Some of you going to be a shock at what they're going to accept. Okay?
Lisa.
Now, this is one of the other religions. Now, this is the same one of the other religions. We're talking about, okay, we need to walk in love and God can be whatever he can be to anybody. You better watch that saying. I'm telling you,
okay.
You better watch out for that saying. When you hear people talking like that, get away as fast as you can. Okay, just walk off. Because that means if I want God to be a donkey, okay, he's a donkey. That'll be my God. He's a donkey. And because I want to be in love, walk in love and peace, when you get down and worship that donkey, I'm getting down there with you and worship that donkey. Okay?
Okay.
Take a
peek. So,
hallelujah.
We understand that truth and light divides between darkness, and truth divides, reveals that which is false, and truth reveals and light reveals that which is real. Now, this eternal God who has a personal name and revealed himself as Yahweh or Jehovah in the Old Testament, who identifies him separate from all the gods of the nation. And he reveals himself to what? First to Adam. Then he reveals himself to Enoch, King Melchizedek. And then he talks to Noah. And he afterwards reveals himself to Abraham as the true living God, as you read. And he comes to Abraham and identifies and reveals it. And he manifests that I am the true living creator and maker, and I'm going to give you an identity as my special people so the whole world will be enlightened to the true light about this one God who created all things, this one creator maker who give life. And now this one true God is made manifest as the true light. And John 1 said, he comes down as a human being and became a human in order to die to redeem man from darkness and sin. And this is the true light that come into the world. So Jesus, the one we refer to as Jesus, the word made flesh, the word that the living God that came into the flesh as a man to be lifted up on the cross, is the true light. And we have to discern through him and by him, because he is the true light, he give us the revelation, and his light is the absolute truth, because it says in John 3:6, God so loved, what do you want to call, Yah or Elohim, God so loved the world that he sent a promised redeemer, one. And he didn't send anyone else to redeem man. And he is the only way. And he's the true light, how we measure what is false and what is true. And his word that he teaches is called the gospel of redemption. So anything that don't measure up to that, we can kind of know where it come from, right?
Amen. And that's the key that you said. Anything that don't measure up, okay? This is one of the reasons why we are told to preach the gospel of repentance. Because these teachings and these belief systems will have you on the wrong course. That course is not going to lead you to heaven. Okay? It's not going to lead you to heaven. Why? Because from what we read, the two scriptures that in John 3, and in John 1, that there is a person that is God. And so if you're believing or teaching that, quote, God is a creative force, or there's a God that can't create, can't do nothing, then that road would not lead you to where the true God is. And see, God want people to be on the road that leads to him. He wants people to be on that road.
Okay. There's one road. One path, right? One path, one road, one way. So there must be many roads out there, many paths, right? Because I hear people saying, well, all roads lead to this one true living God. I hear people say, well, it's all leading to all roads. That's like, you know what that remind me of, brother? All highways lead to New York City. So just take any one you want.
Well, you know what I said to them? Read the signs on the side of the road. They'll tell you a whole lot. Read those signs on the side of the road.
So all roads don't lead to New York City. And so
when you travel on some of them, you'll find out that there's some names of some states that's very opposite of where New York City is.
And so you have to take a particular road to get to a particular place, a specific road if I want to get to New York. I just can't take any road because all roads don't lead to the destination of Jerusalem. So all roads don't lead to the one true living God. All paths and all teachings don't lead to identify the one true creator and maker who called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So since I hear this teaching that all paths lead to this term we call God. I call him the creator, the maker, the giver of life. And because I identify specifically when I read the scripture, he said, I am the God that came to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and revealed myself as the true one living God who giveth life and created all things. I created the heavens and earth and all other gods, and they called himself gods, all the gods of the earth, which are many, they are not the true and living eternal God that created all heaven and earth. And the way I make myself revealed, I sent my only begotten Son. And this is the dividing thing between all the confusion of the earth. I sent my only begotten Son. Now, you said Allah pops up and Muhammad pops up, right?
Right. 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 And see, once again, we're trying to, many of us as believers, we're trying to say, okay, for the sake of peace, let's just go ahead and, you know, they call God Allah. I said, but is it the God of the Bible? That's the thing. I don't care what people, names they come up with God. Is they talking about the God of the Bible, okay? That's the key.
Well, what about the God of Kabbalah, the Hindu God? They all Hindus. The Hindu people have 680 different gods. So which one do you want to pick?
Yeah, that's the question, okay? That's the question. And as we look on later on in the series, the true and living God of the Bible said, I am God, besides me, there is no other. So as a Christian, you got a decision to make. Either you're going to stand on or with the God of the Bible, because here, I'm going to tell you like this. You're going to lose friends. You're going to lose family members. You're going to lose associates. They're going to happen. If they are rooted, especially in these other religions, and you truly stand for the God or the Jesus of the Bible, you're going to lose some of them. People might say, okay, now you speaking the curse, you speaking negative. No, I'm not. The Bible supports what I'm saying. God would that everybody be saved. That's God's will. He wants everybody saved. But, and there's a big but in there, but man has a free will. And everybody is not coming to him. You want everybody to come to you. That's the will of God. So it's not a matter of saying, well, God, do you want this person saved? Of course he want them saved. He want everybody saved. But God loves you so much that he lets you make that decision to accept him or not. So as a Christian, we're living in this time where you got to have to make a decision to make a stand or not. Too many of us, brother, are hiding in the closet. We're behind the scenes, and we are persecuting the ones that are speaking up. That's what's amazing about that. You know, some of us that would not say nothing, we're persecuting the ones that are saying something. Okay? And we're telling them, that's not love. That's not peace, what you're doing. We don't need to talk about other churches. We blah, blah, blah. But understand this. John the Baptist did not come out trying to be the most popular man when he walked the earth. That was not his intention. Really? That was not his goal. In fact, he wasn't looking for it. In fact, when the folks came up, he said, "Old generation of vipers." Now, my question is, to some of you that's saying, okay, by you calling this out, it ain't love, what would you have said to John the Baptist at that moment? He called the Pharisees. Now, remember, the Pharisees thought they were the most religious people in their time. And understand this, they did not come to repent. They came to just be baptized, okay? They didn't come to repent.
Okay.
And so what did John say? He said, "Oh, generation of vipers." He told them to repent. Now, he called them vipers. So what would you have said to John? "Oh, John, wait a minute. You ought to be ashamed." Would you have taken his hand and swat his hand? Would you have told him, said, "Listen, John, that is not love. You don't do that. You don't call it out. Don't do that anymore, John. We will not. We're going to silence you, and you will not be able to speak." Would you have done that? Now, once again, I'm not trying to make no renegade Christian. What I'm saying is this. Mm-hmm. You got to make a decision, because people, I'm telling you, we're going to be we think we're going through a test now. We think we're going through a test now. Christian martyrs of the world, these people was tested not because of their color or their gender, but because of their faith, okay? Their faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord. These people was asked, "Do you believe in that Jesus?" And see, at that moment, they either had to say yes or no. And many of them say yes. They wouldn't renounce them.
Okay.
Now, you had a few of them in that book that did. And I tell you one thing, when they did renounce them, you think they went around joyous and happy and having a good life? No. Some of them was more tormented in their body and mind than they would have been at the stake. So you're not going to accept these other religions. You're not going to be in no peace like you think. Okay? To stay quiet and not say anything, you thinking, if I do that and avoid this confrontation, I'll be all right. Well, that's what you think. Because if you watch the news, watch how this nation is going towards Christians. Have you ever paid attention? Because now, when you say homosexuality is abomination, their words are, "Why do you hate us?" Now, you ain't said nothing about no hate. But according to them now, in their thinking, now when you say God doesn't accept it and it's abomination, they say you are spewing out hate. Okay?
Wow.
But, did you know about two years ago, brother, the woman over there in another country, I think it was Finland, and over there in Finland, and they was, I forgot what church, I don't know if she was part of the church or something like that, but this church was celebrating homosexuality. So you know what the woman did? She just texted them on her phone, Romans chapter 1 and 28. Do you know she went to jail for that, and she was charged with a hate crime? A hate crime.
What the Bible says, what God hates, which he hates the darkness, which is called sin, that's contrary to his law, contrary to his will. So if you say the Lord says he hates this which is against your life, which will destroy you, and you would tell people that the living God, the true God, says this is a destruction from Satan. This is deception. This is sin. Then if you tell them it's sin, then what do they say? You say, why you hate us? So who's talking, the people or the demon in them?
The demon in them, most definitely. But then also you have to look at their flesh if they want this thing. Okay?
So they want
If they want this thing. Yeah, because remember, if a person wants this demon in their life, it's nothing. You can go and try to cast him out. What's going to happen? Nothing. Listen, if they don't want to let these things go, okay, you know, just like, remember the story Brother Hagin told about the man, his wife, something was wrong with her mind. He kept taking her to different ministers, and they pray for her. She wouldn't get better. He get mad at them. And so he brought him to Brother Hagin, and God revealed to Brother Hagin what the problem is, and Brother Hagin said, I'm not going to pray for her because she don't get better. You're going to get mad at me. He said, but what it is, you know, the woman, she heard God's voice at one time, something, thought that that's the only way he'd talk, and she wanted to hear voices. And so the devil accommodated her, and she started hearing voices. And Brother Hagin told him, said, listen, he said, because she likes hearing no voices. And out of her own will, she said, yes, I do. And he says, nothing I can do about that. It's nothing I can do.
Well, we make choices. And the devil or the evil seeks to influence us. Do we have a little time to mention a decree for Brother Robert? Do we have enough time?
Yes, sir. In fact, we can get ready to do that in a minute. I want to close off with this. Just like I'm telling you that how they acted with homosexuality, that when you say that it's abomination, it's not of God, they ask why you hate us. That's the same thing they're going to do with you as like what I'm doing tonight. Talking about and concerning with these religions, because people, we got to see it. It's heading to you Christians spew out hate because you won't accept all these religions. Okay.
And
so
they're teaching.
When you're claiming, this always say, when you're claiming that, quote, Christian, your religion is the number one thing, you're narrow-minded and you're being big-headed. And so they're going to look at it as you are spewing out hate. Okay?
Okay.
Hallelujah.
I see. So that's the way to give you a false sense of guilt when you tell them what is the righteousness of what the Word of God says in the Bible, but the truth is given by the one true God who he separates darkness from light and sin from unrighteousness. So you tell them what the Bible says, that make you a hater, right?
Right, right. They're gonna make you a hater. And that's what I want all to understand and see. This is why we have a decision to make. And we've been comfortable too long, brother. We've been on the beaches and soaking in the sun. And we've been running around here and there and everywhere. And, you know, we just looking for to be driving in our truck, and God snatches up, and the truck keep rolling, hit the bridge, and all that. We're looking for all of that.
Oh.
And I'm here to tell you,
okay,
it's not going to happen. And what I'm saying is that you're going to have a decision that you got to make, okay? If you and think about the love of God in you for man. Think about that.
Wow.
Okay? Because the Lord said, if we don't warn, he said what? The blood of this generation will be on your hands. Everyone that professing Christ, the blood of this generation. So while we sitting back in the recliner chair, soaking under the air conditioner and thinking that, oh, this is the God life, and we ain't got to tell nobody nothing because we wants to be at peace and walk in love, and they going on to destruction while we sitting around not doing anything because we supposed to be active in the work of the Lord, okay? We fail to understand that he said the blood of this generation will require the hands of all those who profess Christ. Glory to God. So.
Yeah. Okay.
As you see,
well,
brother, we can make a decree for Brother Robert.
Yes. Our Brother Robert, that the man of God that usually be with you, is in the hospital. He was attacked by coronavirus. And we're going to attack this coronavirus and this inflammation and this coronavirus pneumonia and this inflammation that affecting his kidney. We're going to attack it and command it to be destroyed, because Christ, Jesus, Yeshua, lifted on the cross, and he became a curse and sin for us, that we may be redeemed from the curse of the law and the curse of Adam. So this curse thing is trying to attack our brother, and we're going to say you have no authority, and we're going to cancel this curse, coronavirus and pneumonia and inflammation that attacking Amen. Our brother Robert in the hospital. Today, Lord, and as we end this session, now put our foot down in every place you said our soles of our feet, we take dominion. So we take dominion with our brother Christ, Robert Garth, we take dominion over this attack of this enemy who called himself coronavirus or disease. And we command that his lungs stay clear. The inflammation, we command the pressure be lifted. We command his lungs to obey and be clear from all mucus. We command the spirit of this disease to come out of his complete lungs and breathing. We command the inflammation and the pneumonia affecting and all of his kidney be rebuked. We command the kidneys to obey and be made whole. We command that his mind and ability to talk and think will be all become a thing of the past as we release him from any curse that attacking, and we command the disease and virus to die and the inflammation to move. We come in agreement because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Now the blood speaks, and the blood of Christ is alive, and the blood covenant is over him and on our brother. And we attack and tell the evil and tell the mucus and the lungs and command the kidney to obey and be counseled all of your disease and all of your plagues, because Jesus became a curse and sin for us. We don't. And Jesus bore principality and power. And the Bible said we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and we overcome by the blood of Jesus. So we draw the bloodline over him. I say we throw the atoning blood over our brother, and that he will command life and complete restoration of everybody, and that inflammation and infection must leave his body.
Infection leave right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We take authority
Thank you,
over
Lord.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
We bind and rebuke the
Hallelujah.
Devil. Come again. The evil right
yes.
now. We curse the works of darkness and every work of sickness in his body. Father, we right now in the name of Jesus pour out your precious blood,
Thank
Lord
you.
God. In the name of Jesus,
Thank
remove
you.
Right now, Lord God, every place of the enemy in that body. We speak to the kidneys. We decree it to begin function properly in the name of Jesus. Let the blood flow
Thank
properly,
you.
Lord God, for you have tempered the body together. You know every
yes.
part, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet.
Yes.
You know every proper
yes.
function. You are
yes.
the great physician.
Yes. yes.
Therefore, Lord, we
yes.
call
we
on
agree.
You to stretch forth your hands of surgery, Lord God, and cut off the thing that is affecting them right now. Cut it off, Lord God,
Thank
in
you.
The name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
amen. Lord. And amen. And amen. And amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Until
Praise
next time.
God. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
It's been a blessing, brother. We thank God for you joining tonight
yes.
here on this, and this is part one in dealing with God here. I will be back with part two, Lord, say the same, on Tuesday night.
I'll be back with part two.
Okay.
Monday, got to handle a little bit of business Monday, but I will be back with part two. Lord say the same on Tuesday. And I want to reiterate once again before we sign off to all of you that been praying for us. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. You know, I thank God for the true saints that got up in there and said, hey, let me pray for the brothers. And I thank God for you because we're all needed in this battle that we're in this day. Okay? We all need it.
Yes.
You don't have to be a big I and a little you. Okay? Only thing you have to be is a born-again believer. Okay? Hear the voice of God and the Holy Ghost in your spirit. Okay? And obey.
Yes.
And obey. And now, we have never come on the broadcast to give you any impression to make you think we don't need prayer. Okay? So we did nothing like that. Trust me, okay?
Yes.
We will be crazy to do something like that anyhow because there's no way.
Yes.
we got to have the saints intervening and making supplication and standing in the gap with us. So Tuesday night, the Lord said the same. We'll be coming with part two, What Do They Claim in Dealing with God. I will be reading a couple or more religions to you. And what they say concerning God to see, are they talking about the God of the Bible? So now we have looked at two of them tonight, and we find out that they're not talking about the God of the Bible, people. They're not talking about the God of the Bible. They're not. They're talking about some other God. And so, you know, they don't need us arguing down with them, okay, you know, getting upset, you know.
Yeah.
The only thing you have to say, well, listen. You know, the true living God want me to tell you that if you accept him as Lord, he will save you. But other than that, I'm not going to argue with you because you're not serving the God of the Bible, okay? And, hey, that's what I say to that. And I learned from that, brother, because, like I said, when the thing I shared with you earlier this morning that happened on my job Friday, it kind of, like, opened my eyes to something. And I think we spend too much time arguing with folks. Okay.
Yeah.
So they don't need to argue with it. Hey, if you want to serve Puffy the Pig, okay. I'm just going to give you the word that the true and living God told me to tell you. And then I'll leave it between you and him. That's as plain and simple as it be. But for us to be arguing back and forth. Okay. When especially you have shown me that you worship some other God, there's no need of that. So, once again,
amen.
We thank God for all of you been listening. As for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.